Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
And today we have a very short but interesting lesson for you newbie learners. So if you're just starting out, this is perfect for you. And we're explaining to someone that we have no change.
No change.
No change. All right. So, and I think that's our keyword for today, right?
Yes, cambio.
Cambio. So cambio is change. Mm-hmm. Like money-wise, right? You don't have change.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So why don't we just jump in right into this dialogue and we'll be back shortly.
Dialogue. First time.
¿Tienes monedas para el teléfono?
No tengo cambio.
Necesito una de 2 pesos.
Solo tengo de 5 pesos.
Dámela.
Second time.
¿Tienes monedas para el teléfono?
No tengo cambio.
Necesito una de 2 pesos.
Solo tengo de 5 pesos.
Dámela.
Third time.
¿Tienes monedas para el teléfono?
No tengo cambio.
Necesito una de 2 pesos.
Solo tengo de 5 pesos.
Dámela.
All right, so now this is the time where we're going to take you with a line-by-line translation, and Liliana, lead the way.
¿Tienes monedas para el teléfono?
Do you have coins for the phone?
¿Tienes monedas para el teléfono?
Do you have any coins for the payphone?
¿Tienes monedas para el teléfono? No tengo cambio.
I don't have change.
No tengo cambio.
I don't have any spare change.
No tengo cambio. Necesito una de 2 pesos.
I need one of 2 pesos.
Necesito una de 2 pesos.
I need a 2-peso coin.
Necesito una de 2 pesos. Solo tengo de 5 pesos.
I only have one of 5 pesos.
Solo tengo de 5 pesos.
I only have a 5-peso coin.
Solo tengo de 5 pesos. Dámela.
Give it to me.
Dámela.
Give it to me.
Dámela.
All right. So we're looking for some change. Very interesting. There is actually, let's go back to the first sentence. Let's take a closer look at it because it was very interesting. The person is asking, do you have coins for the telephone, right?
¿Tienes monedas para el teléfono?
Okay, so how do you say to have?
Tienes.
Tienes. So in this case, it's in the second person singular. Of the present form.
Of the verb tener.
Of the verb tener. So, do you have? Tienes. And how do you say coins?
Monedas.
Monedas, okay.
And it's a feminine, okay? And it's plural. Las monedas.
Las monedas. So if the person was asking for just a coin.
Tienes una moneda.
Okay, so in this case, it's different. You need to give the quantifier there. Una moneda. And as Liliana said, it's feminine. So, what do you need the coin for?
Para el teléfono.
For the telephone. So, as you can see, you don't really have to say payphone because I don't really even think there is a word for a payphone
no,
in Spanish.
No, there's none.
You say public phone, teléfono público.
Yes.
But there is no payphone.
Actually, I was asking, Jason, he's an American here, and I was asking him, how do you say, like, a payphone with coins? And he's like, no, we just call it payphone. I'm like, but what do you mean? Because if you, in Spanish, you can say that a payphone is, a card or coins.
Right.
So it's different. But anyway.
Okay. So just for reference, you don't have to really distinguish in Spanish. You just need monedas para el teléfono.
Yes.
And the person says, well, you know what? I don't have any change.
No tengo cambio.
No tengo cambio. All right. So we make it negative by adding no in Spanish, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you say to have in the first person?
Tengo.
Tengo. All right. So before we saw tienes, that's second person present. Here, it's first person present, tengo.
Mm-hmm.
And what is cambio?
Cambio is our keyword and it means change.
All right. So be careful because it can be change as in coins, but it can also be to change something, cambiar. So the person says, you know what? I need 2 pesos.
Necesito una de 2 pesos.
So this is the way we say I need. Necesito. All right. And that's in the first person as well.
Yes.
Right. And he needs una de 2 pesos. Now, this is very interesting because as you can see, you don't really see a subject offhand, right? He doesn't say I need a coin. Moneda de 2 pesos.
Yeah. He's just using una. The quantifier.
Okay.
So it's saying, necesito una de dos pesos. It means I need a 2 pesos coin.
So they were already talking about monedas. So in this case, it's obvious or it's redundant to actually say, necesito una moneda de dos pesos. So he just says, necesito una de dos pesos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and pesos are just a currency used in a lot of places, including Mexico.
Yeah. Solo tengo de 5 pesos.
Solo. Now, what is this solo tengo?
Solo, if you see here, it has a little accent there because it comes from solamente. And solamente means only, which is an adverb, okay?
Okay.
So, solo, I only, tengo, again, we have the same verb, the verb to have, yo tengo, de 5 pesos.
Now, again, here, it's very interesting because now we have omitted moneda. We have omitted una. It's not necessary anymore. It says, solo tengo de 5 pesos.
Yeah, it's saying, like, I only have a 5 pesos one.
So it is correct to say, solo tengo una moneda de 5 pesos. It's correct to say, solo tengo una de 5 pesos. Or it's also correct to just say, solo tengo de 5 pesos.
All are correct.
Because, again, they are already talking about a coin, but then they got very specific in talking about a 2-peso coin. So now, when the person answers, you don't really need to emphasize anymore on the fact that you're talking about coins.
Exactly. And at the end, there's a command, there's a mandato.
An imperative.
Yes, which is, dámela.
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 Okay, that's an order, and what does that mean?
Okay, da is the verb dar, okay, to give. So if we separate it, is da, me, la.
Mm-hmm.
That me is to me,
mm-hmm.
okay, give it to me. And that la is the coin.
The coin, okay.
Yes, it's referring to la moneda. So that's why you put it at the end. But you just put it all in one word, dámela. But remember, this dámela, you can also say me la das. So as you can see, the verb dar, it's all the way at the end.
Okay. Or if you really want to extend it, and to be clear on this, you can say dame, right? Give me, dame la moneda. Give me the coin.
Yes.
Right? But you don't need, again, you don't need to talk about the coin. You're already talking about it. So you just say dámela.
Yeah.
Dámela. Give it to me. If we were talking about a masculine object, if it's not a coin, moneda, if we're talking about money, el dinero, then you can just say dámelo.
Mm-hmm.
Dámelo. Okay. Really good, really clear. A lot of interesting stuff for a newbie lesson. So I think we should go back and listen to this dialogue again.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Tienes monedas para el teléfono?
No tengo cambio.
Necesito una de 2 pesos.
Solo tengo de 5 pesos.
Dámela.
Second time.
¿Tienes monedas para el teléfono?
No tengo cambio.
Necesito una de 2 pesos.
Solo tengo de 5 pesos.
Dámela.
Third time.
¿Tienes monedas para el teléfono?
No tengo cambio.
Necesito una de 2 pesos.
Solo tengo de 5 pesos.
Dámela.
All right, so interesting lessons. Now, do you have a lot of payphones in Mexico? Are they as popular as in the U.S.?
Well, not as much, but of course we have a lot of payphones. But, you know, it's everything. But they're all like monopoly of Telmex.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it really sucks because you need to buy the card and.
Oh, okay.
And
so you don't use coins anymore.
No, it's hard to find. You know, a payphone that uses coins.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's what I love about the States. You can still use coins.
It's cool. Very practical.
It is.
Can you make collect calls in Mexico?
Practical. No. You need the card.
A card. So you always need a card. So what if you have an emergency, you're on the street and you don't have a cell phone, you don't have a card, and you can't use a payphone to call 911?
Don't know.
Okay.
The thing is, like, the last time I used a payphone, I was so angry because it was the biggest ripoff ever.
Like, it was expensive to make a phone call?
Yeah, it's ridiculous expensive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I don't remember.
All right. Well, really interesting, and I think very useful, especially if you are in a Spanish-speaking country, you need some change.
Yeah, and you're traveling.
You can say, disculpe, tiene cambio, or some. If you hand them a dollar bill, right? And I think it's really, really useful. So let us know. And if you have any other questions or doubts or ideas, come to SpanishPod.com and we'll see you guys there.
Bye-bye.
Bye.